Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's great to see you all today. We're still celebrating Easter. We have Mother's Day today. We have a lot that we're celebrating. Hi, good morning. Today, I want to talk with you a little bit about the gospel that we just heard. Jesus is using an image that Christians from the very beginning of the whole life of the church have loved. When Jesus says to us, I want you to know how much I love you and care for you. So he says, think of me as not just a shepherd. Shepherds are good because they care for their sheep. They feed them, they lead them, they guard them, they protect them. Shepherds do all of those great things for their sheep. But Jesus says, I'm not just any shepherd for you. You are all of my sheep. But Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I'm the best shepherd that there is. And today, there's this one little line that I want to look at with you that is so beautiful, and it's really, really great for us to open up. And I want to talk a little bit about that one little line with you. It's this. Jesus says, because he's such a good shepherd, he says, I know my sheep. So you are the sheep that belong to Jesus, the good shepherd. And Jesus says, I know my sheep. And you might think, okay, well, maybe that means he knows what we look like. So for example, maybe you're a sheep who has a really curly fleece. And you're like, well, I know he knows me because he knows what I look like. So someone might think, well, maybe that's what he means. Does someone, who's a curly sheep? Let's see, do you wanna, here, have you come up and hold it? Here, show me up here. So, or you might think, well, I don't have curly fleece, I'm kind of fluffy. Who thinks they're a pretty fluffy sheep? You're a fluffy sheep? All right, come on up, fluffy. There we go. So I'll let you hold that out there facing everyone. Now, when Jesus says, I know my sheep, it's more than just he knows what you look like. You have blue eyes and blonde hair. You have black hair like I do. It's more than just that. So then you're thinking, well, if Jesus really knows me, then maybe he knows that sometimes maybe I can be a grumpy sheep. So it's not just that he knows what I look like, but he knows how we're feeling. That's right. Raise your hand if your mom or dad would say, I have a grumpy sheep at home. Are you sometimes a little grumpy? Yeah? Do you want to be the grumpy? Here, come up here. You can be the grumpy sheep. But not all of you are grumpy. Some of you maybe are very cheerful. Yes. So, John, do you want to come up and be our cheerful sheep here? Yeah. There we go. Great. Awesome. So remember, the whole thing that's really great is Jesus says, I know my sheep. And you're like, does that mean he just knows what I look like? It's more than that. Does that mean he knows something that's on the inside, like how I'm feeling? Well, it's that too. But there's even more. It's not just that he knows what we look like and how we're feeling. But here's the thing. Jesus knows the deepest parts of our heart. He knows our hearts. Now, just put your hands down really quickly. I will have one of you hold this for me, but Jesus knows our hearts. Now, I told you, this is really, really good news. But sometimes we don't like people to know the stuff that's deep, deep down inside of our heart. Like, who remembers what happened after Adam and Eve sinned? Do you remember what Adam and Eve did? After they disobeyed God,
I know.
What did they do?
They ate the fruit.
They ate the fruit, yes. And then, can you help them out? What did they do after that?
They had to get forced out of that place.
Right, so they had to leave the Garden of Eden. And between those two things, do you remember when they knew they did what God didn't want them to do? And do you remember, Ellie, remember what they did? What did Adam and Eve do after they ate the fruit and they're like, oh, we should not have done that.
They hid themselves from God.
Yes, exactly. They hid themselves from God. See, so sometimes there may be stuff inside our heart that we're like, I don't know that I want Jesus to know that about me. What are some of the things that you think maybe sometimes you may not want Jesus to know? Now, I'm telling you, this is really good news. But what are some of the things in your heart that maybe sometimes you don't want Jesus to know? What might be something else? Okay, yeah, so sometimes like when we don't love other people and like maybe we decide like, well, I don't want to be a friend with that person, there's stuff that we can say like, oh, I don't want people to know that about me. How about sometimes we're afraid of things in our heart and we don't want people to know that we're afraid of them? So the whole thing is this. Jesus knows everything about us. And here's the thing. Sometimes we think, well, if you know everything about me, maybe that means you're not going to love me as much. Sometimes we think that. We think, gosh, if other people really know me, if they knew all the stuff that was deep down in my heart, maybe they're not going to love me. And sometimes we worry that that's true with Jesus. We say, Jesus, if you really knew me, like if you knew my sins, if you knew the times that I didn't love other people, if you really knew all of that, maybe you're not going to love me that much. Have you guys ever thought that way sometimes?
Yes.
So, yeah, some of you said no, but some of you said yes. Yeah, so do you know what? All of us adults, we are afraid of the same thing sometimes. We think, gosh, if people really knew me, and what I'm afraid of, and the things that I don't do well, and the times that I don't love as much as I know I should, and the times I don't forgive as much. Sometimes we are afraid that the more that people know us, the less they're going to love us. But here's the really good news today. And let's see, I shouldn't have said that. You knew where I was going. Yeah, so do you want to come up and hold the heart? Right, yeah, there we go. So here's the good news, and this is the main most important thing that we want to take away today from this gospel reading. Jesus loves us more because he knows everything in our hearts. So here's the thing. Let me get all eyes looking at me. Here's the thing. Yes, Jesus knows everything about us, and that makes him love us more. Because the more that he knows how weak we are, the more that he knows how much we struggle to love and to do good, the more he knows that stuff, the more he says, I'm going to give you extra, extra love because I know that you need my help. This is really, really good news. We're often afraid that the more that people really know us, the less they're going to love us. It's the opposite with Jesus. The more that he knows our hearts, the more that he loves us, because he knows we can't do it without him. So this is really good news today. One simple line, but it's so powerful. Jesus says to each of you, his sheep, I know my sheep. So this coming week, he knows that some of you, there may be stuff at school that you're a little bit worried about. Maybe there's something that's hard to do. He knows that, and he says, I know it, and so I'm going to give you extra help. For some of you, he knows that you have a brother or a sister that's really hard to love. How many of you have a brother or a sister that's sometimes hard to love? Yeah. Oh, you're pointing him right there. Man. All right. So Jesus says, I know those things, and so I'm just going to give you extra love. He also knows that this coming week, there's probably some stuff that maybe makes us a little bit scared. Like even sometimes as simple as when the light goes out in our bedroom at night, sometimes we can be a little bit afraid of the dark. And Jesus says, I know that about you, and so I'm going to love you that much more. I'm going to protect you that much more. I'm going to be there that much more with you. So we don't ever, ever want to be afraid that he knows us completely. Because the more that he knows us, the more that he loves us. And that's such really, really good news. It's not just that he knows that we have a curly fleece or a fluffy fleece or that we're cheerful or that we're grumpy. He knows the deep, deep, deep parts of our hearts. So, yes. Okay, so you had cousins over, the power went out, and it was dark, and you were down in the basement. And those are good times to pray and ask Jesus to be with you. But the good thing is, he knows, and he knew yesterday, if you were a little bit afraid, he knows that, and he comes to help us, because it's just how much he loves us. So I'm going to send you guys back to your moms and your dads. Let me grab our sheep here, our cheerful sheep, our sheep with a heart and grumpy. You guys did wonderful today. Good job with that today. You can head back to your moms and your dads. Moms and dads, and to all the adults, this is the way that it... Thank you. This is the way it works. We know, as adults, there can often be that fear that if someone really knows us, they're not going to love us that much. Because here's the sad thing. We do that in our wounded human love for one another. We love to love what is perfect. But when things aren't perfect, we're like, I'm not so sure about that. We do not do a great job loving others when we know how wounded they are, their weaknesses, their failures. And so we often assume that that must be the way that God loves us, but it is not the case. It really is true that the more that he knows the depths of our hearts, the very things inside of us that we often want to hide the most from the Lord, those are the very things that he says, I know that about you. And that doesn't lead me to want to go away from you. That leads me to want to love you all the more. And so he encourages us today, don't hide from my love. Don't think that I'm only going to love you if you're already perfect. Let me into those areas that you most want to hide and keep secret, because then my love can come in and help you and be a grace and a blessing. But we have to be willing to trust him enough to let that love in. So we rejoice today over that one simple line, I know my sheep. And that is such good news for us, that he knows us. The more that he knows us, the more that he loves us. And that is real, genuinely true good news that we welcome, and we want to let that soak into our hearts on this Good Shepherd Sunday.